podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the book of Romans. We're in chapter 15 with verses 26 through 29. For Macedonia and Achaia have decided to make some contribution for the poor among the holy ones in Jerusalem. They decided to do it, and in fact, they are indebted to them. For if the Gentiles have come to share in their spiritual blessings, they ought also to serve them in material blessings. So when I have completed this and safely handed over this contribution to them, I shall set out by way of you to Spain. And I know that in coming to you, I shall come in the fullness of Christ's blessing. I use an old Roman word called Antonia, which I quote today from the site English Baby Names. The meaning of the name Antonia is highly praiseworthy. From a Roman clan name, in the 17th century, the spelling Anthony was associated with the Greek anthos, meaning flower. I was searching the spirit for a rhyme to Macedonia, and the word, as well as the name Antonia, came to be understood as the real meaning of showing something as highly praiseworthy, the true flower of God. Jesus has this honor in our life, but my wife's name is Antonia, who was named after St. Anthony and born on his feast day. Seems highly praiseworthy to acknowledge this grace this day, the way I live my life in practice. Praying with my flower, Antonia, grasping charity as God calls us to obey, seeking to understand redemption at play. Each and every day, you'll proclaim, even if it seems kind of gray, His love, faith, and hope of mercy's grace. Amen. Join us in our Antonia, our daily prayer of forgiveness, highly praiseworthy, to say, I am sorry, Lord. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I believe you died and rose for me. We continue to pray for our children aloud, especially Alexandra and Alan. Praying for Gabriel and Julian and Jeffrey. We pray for Oliver, Julian, and Elliot, our grandchildren, as we pray for the dying each day. As they take their last breath, may they understand the peace of Christ in their heart. Silence for the prayers of others who are asking questions but unsure how to ask them. We're praying for your answers today. We pray for Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of Romans 15, it's verses 26 through 29, two stanza poem. Its title, Greetings of Antonia, is highly praiseworthy. Contributions make Achaia and Macedonia, poor given through Jerusalem once holy care. Them indebted are they, blessings materials is Antonia. Blessings theirs spirituals, Gentiles share. Contribution Paul finished safely, Spain before you make way. Come shall I greeting you praiseworthy, blessing of Christ's fullness shared that day. Amen. So I added the understanding of what Antonia means within the poem. Come shall I greeting your praiseworthy. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's January 25th, 2022. Recording this morning at 6:31 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks for joining us across the world. on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, as we do each day, we try to close around 6:03 in the name of Jesus. We call out to any friends that we might be coming across in prayer. Normally say hello to our good friends John and Marie, who are slowly but surely getting over this COVID. And in the name of Jesus, we rebuke all evil spirits around each one of us who pray. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Have an awesome day. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, thank you.